scope and scale of this crisis is big. We're talking about 14 million people that have been affected by the Boko Haram crisis in three states in northeast Nigeria, which is Borno, Adamawa, and Yobe. Of the 14 million people affected, 8.5 million people are in need of humanitarian assistance in the three most affected states. And the UN system is planning to reach 6.9 million people of the worst affected in 2017.
And now some of the areas in northeast Nigeria have been liberated. What is the humanitarian crisis like in those areas? Could you just give us maybe some examples of those 8 million people?
The scale of the impact is increasing as new areas are liberated. There have been areas under the enclave of Boko Haram that were not accessible to the international community. As new areas are liberated, more and more people are coming out from the enclaves of Boko Haram that are in extremely bad shape, in very, very bad shape, and extremely vulnerable. So we have a situation where the scale of the operation keeps increasing as new areas are liberated.
Thank you. And in Oslo, UNDP will be advocating for a longer-term approach to addressing the crisis. Could you just explain what that means?
UNDP is more or less advocating to bridge the humanitarian and development nexus. What we do here is trying to ensure that as the short-term interventions are being reached, we want to ensure that the medium and longer-term needs are also addressed through a resilient approach that is trying to ensure that we help the affected population to cope with the impact of the crisis, also support them to recover from this crisis and engage in transformative change. This entails addressing the root causes of the crisis, which is fundamentally development deficit and the impact of climate change, human rights and governance deficit, and also income and structural inequality, and to some extent, ideological concerns or ideological impact.
Is there also a gender dimension to the crisis and to responding to it?
Of course, 60% of the people affected by the Boko Haram crisis are women. And that is a sharp gender dimension of this crisis. Women and children are the worst affected. And within that target group is the issue of the girl child and also youths that are worst hit. The Oslo conference is an opportunity to raise awareness on the impact of the Boko Haram crisis. And we are hoping that through this conference, we'll be able to mobilize additional resources to meet the needs of the most affected. At the same time, we also want to try to see how we can reach out to the private sector in Nigeria to contribute to address the impact of the crisis.